inquire of yourself as soon as you wake from sleep whether it will make any difference to you if another does what is just and right. It will make no difference. You have not forgotten, I suppose, what kind of men they are who assume arrogant airs in bestowing their praise or blame on others, what they are like when they are at bed and at board. And you have not forgotten what they do, and what they avoid, and what they pursue, and how they steal, and how they rob, not with hands and feet, but with their most valuable part, their mind, by means of which there is produced, when a man chooses, fidelity, modesty, truth, law, and a good spirit. To her who gives and takes back all, to nature, the man who is instructed and modest says, "Give what you will, take back what you will." And he says this not proudly, but obediently and well pleased with her. Short is the little which remains to you of life. Live as on a mountain, for it makes no difference whether a man lives there or here, if he regards the whole world as one city. Let men see, let them know, a real man who lives according to nature. If they cannot endure him, let them kill him, for that is better than to live thus as those men do. No longer talk at all about the kind of man that a good man ought to be, but be such. Constantly contemplate the whole of time and the whole of substance, and consider that all individual things, as to substance, are a grain of a fig, and as to time, the turning of a gimlet. Look at everything that exists, and observe that it is already in dissolution and in change, and as it were putrefaction or dispersion, or that everything is so constituted by nature as to die. Consider what men are when they are eating, sleeping, procreating, easing themselves, and so forth. Then what kind of men they are when they are imperious and arrogant, or angry and scolding from their elevated place. But a short time ago, to how many they were slavish, and for what things? And after a little time, consider in what a condition they will be. That is for the good of each thing which the universal nature brings to each. And it is for its good at the time when nature brings it. The poet says, "The earth loves the shower," and "the majestic sky loves the earth." This argues affection between them. And the universe loves to make whatever is about to be. I say then to the universe that I love as you love. And is not this too said, that this or that loves to be produced? Either you live here and have already accustomed yourself to it, or you are going away, and this was your own will, or you are dying and have discharged your duty. But besides these things, there is nothing. Be of good cheer, then. Let this always be plain to you, that this piece of land is like any other, and that all things here are the same as if you were on the top of a mountain, or on the seashore, or wherever you choose to be. For you will find just what Plato says, dwelling within the walls of a city as in a shepherd's fold on a mountain. What is my ruling faculty, my governing sense, my reason now to me? And of what nature am I now making it? And for what purpose am I now using it? Is it void of understanding? Is it loosed and rent asunder from social life? Is it melted into and mixed with the poor flesh so as to move together with it? He who flies from his master is a runaway, but the law is a master, so he who breaks the law is a runaway. And he also who is grieved or angry or afraid is dissatisfied because something has been or is or shall be of the things which are appointed by him who rules all things, and he is law, and assigns to every man what is fit for that person. He then who fears or is grieved or is angry is a runaway. A man deposits seed in a womb and goes away, and then another cause takes it and labours on it and makes a child. What a thing from such a material! Again, the child passes food down through the throat, and then another cause takes it, and makes perception and motion, and in fine, it becomes life and strength and other things. How many and how strange! Observe then the things which are produced in such a hidden way, and see the power just as we see the power which carries things downwards and upwards, not with the eyes, but still no less plainly.